work through John, and today I'm in chapter 10, verses 1 through 18. I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him, because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, I tell you the truth. I am the gate for the sheep. All who enter came before me. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life, and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down on my own account. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I receive from my Father. At these words, the Jews were again divided. Many of them said, He is demon-possessed and raving mad. Why listen to him? But others said, These are not the sayings of a man possessed by a demon. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind? And we remember that he had just earlier given sight to the man who is born blind. Well, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless and anoint these words, the words going through our minds and through our hearts and our souls, and that I speak, Lord. I pray, Lord, that you would take them and use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Jesus clearly states, I am the shepherd, the good shepherd, and I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. And he says it again and again in the passage, I am the good shepherd. And he wants us to be sure that we get this, that he is the shepherd and we are the sheep. And I want to talk about sheep a little bit today because I'll speak to our flock gathered here on this day. A couple things about sheep. One thing about sheep is they are vulnerable. You know, God never compared us to a rhinoceros. He compared us to sheep. A lot of God's sheep, however, think that they are rhinoceroses. You know, that they have armor on them and this horn coming out of their head so that they can charge ahead, totally protected, lower their head and charge into whatever we want. And that's what the world teaches us to do. Do what you want, go where you want to go, get what you want to get. But the problem is, we're sheep, and we're not a rhinoceros, and we keep hitting our head into things, and we don't have armor. It hurts when we don't go the Lord's way. We're vulnerable. Another thing about sheep is they gather in folds. They can't stay out at night, and they have to be brought together at night where it's safe and where it's warm. Now, a guy this week told me, I don't need to go to church. I can pray to God anywhere. You ever hear that? Just a couple of times, right? That's right. I don't need to go. I don't need church. I can pray to God. This is the Lone Ranger Christian. You know, God bless him. You see, but we are not Lone Rangers as Christians. We are sheep. And we need a flock. We need a place of safety. We need to get together. We need the security of being together. We need a flock. We need a place where we can be accepted and our lives can be accepted. And that's what church is. That's the flock I need. I need to be around other Christians, to be encouraged by them, to be supported by them, to be prayed for by them. And I need to encourage them and pray for them and support them. We need each other. We are not lone rangers. We are sheep. It's a good thing. Another thing about sheep is I have to realize that like sheep, I'm easily influenced by the world. Easily influenced by the world. You know, there's always a few sheep heading off in the wrong direction. Hey, there's some nice looking green grass at the edge of the cliff. Let's go get it. You know, and sure enough, some sheep are gonna follow off in the wrong direction. We're like that. We are, aren't we? We're easily influenced. You know, if you don't believe that, I just think back of the fashions, the stuff that we used to wear back in the 60s or 70s or 80s. Remember the stuff that you used to wear? Now, who today would feel comfortable coming in with a disco dancer suit on? You know, it just would, you know, we'd feel kind of, wouldn't you feel a little silly? And yet that was a cool thing. Or the bell bottoms. Remember the bell bottoms? Some of them were out like that. Sometimes there's a little revival of them, but and Frank likes them. That's cool. I'm glad. Well, you're not easily influenced. We are. We are so often easily influenced to go along with the crowd. And that's why we need a shepherd. TV, movies, media, they're constantly influencing us. We need a shepherd for those values which keep us safe and strong. Jesus said, "You're the sheep and I'm the shepherd." Let me read verse 2 and 3. And I have no idea what I do with my glasses. I put them down somewhere. So if I miss a word here and there, don't worry about it.
Oh, you found them? Oh.
And you found the bulletin, too. Thanks, Kathleen.
Got it.
I feel like Peter Pan who needs a mother. Oh, my goodness gracious. Verses 2 and 3. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate for him, and the sheep listens to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. I love that. Another thing that the shepherd does is he calls us. He calls us. You know, at night the sheep get together in the large flock, and sometimes
there are a number of flocks that get together in the large fold of sheep. But the next morning, the shepherd calls out for his sheep, and they follow him. They come out, they recognize his voice. I remember going to Israel some years ago and watching that to this day, there are still shepherds on the hillsides with sheep, and they still, to this day, call their sheep to themselves. They make sort of a strange clucking sound, but somehow the sheep recognize that their own shepherd and will come after the shepherd. You know, we've got to listen for Jesus' voice, our good shepherd, because he calls us by name. He calls you individually. He speaks to you and cares about you. You are individually important to him. Whatever you're going through, it's important to him. He knows, he calls us by name. Remember John 20:16, the resurrection. Mary is confused. She thinks the risen Jesus is the gardener. Remember hearing that in Easter Sunday? Until what? Until he calls her by name and he says, Mary. And she says, Rabboni, which means teacher. And she recognizes at that moment when he calls her by name, that's Jesus. Jesus calls our name. Sometimes he calls my name and it's not pleasant. When I've started wandering off in the wrong direction. And it really gets me when he calls my name and gives me that little poke with his staff. When Jesus calls our name, it changes the direction of our life. So listen. Listen for his voice in your heart and in your spirit. Verse 4, we read. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. The good shepherd leads them. The shepherd doesn't go behind them and says, come on, sheep, get moving. He doesn't go alongside of them. Come on, buddy, what do you think? Which direction would you like to go? He gets in front of them. He leads them. Why? Well, one of the reasons why the shepherd is out front and leads the sheep, because if there is a wolf in the area coming after the sheep, the shepherd is out there right in front with his staff. And so Jesus is right in front of us, protecting us as he leads us in his way. And he has a very strong weapon against Satan, and that is the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Satan trembles when he hears of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. Claim the blood of Christ whenever you feel threatened by Satan. Amen. Amen. Jesus is strong. Remember, greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. All right. In verse 9, here Jesus gives us another verse in verse 9, another image here. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. Oh, I love that. Jesus says, I'm the gate, you know. And great things will happen when you come into the fold through me. And what happens when we come through Jesus? It says, you'll be saved. Salvation through Jesus Christ, putting our trust in him. Saved from sin. Saved from hurt, because he can heal us. Saved from confusion, because he can guide us and give us wisdom. Saved from fear, because he can give us faith and give us courage. What do you need in life? Jesus can give you that. And we find that the sheep easily come in and they go out. They go out to the green pastures. And I'd ask any one of you, has not your life become better since you met Jesus Christ? Since you met the Lord Jesus Christ, isn't it a better life? Can you say amen to that if you mean it? Amen. Sure. Some years ago, Barbara Walters. Remember Barbara Walters? I think everybody in here remembers Barbara Walters. She did interviews after the Oscars were all handed out, and she interviewed Richard Dreyfuss, the actor. Great, great, great individual. And she asked him, what do you really want in life? Is there anything you don't have that you really want? Now, the man has everything he can possibly imagine. He's, wealthy. But she says, what do you really want in life? Is there anything you don't have that you really want? And he answers in an extraordinary way. He says, every wish that I've wished on when I've blown out the birthday cake, and every star that I ever wished on, I've wished for a sense of inner peace that I see in other people's lives. I want that in me, in my life. Well, the reality is he can have it if he wants it. And that's what it means to first find Jesus Christ in your life, that you need a shepherd. And when you find that shepherd, and he finds you, and you trust in him, and you follow his lead in your life, you find an inner peace. Let us pray. And as we pray, I invite you to reaffirm your commitment to Christ as your shepherd. So take a minute with me to pray. Jesus, I admit it, I'm a sheep. I'm vulnerable. I'm easily influenced. I thank you that you're willing to be my shepherd. Just say it in your heart. Today, Jesus Christ, I am reaffirming my commitment to you to listen for your voice, to take time to read your word, to take time to talk to you during the day. Now, maybe some of us would say, I haven't been listening very much lately. Lord, I'm reaffirming my commitment to listen to you. Today, say, Lord, I am reaffirming my commitment to follow you as shepherd. And I know that there are some in this room for whom that is a serious prayer that you are praying, and you are affirming your commitment. And it means that you're going to go in a whole new direction in your life. You realize that Jesus is the shepherd, and you can follow him. So say, Jesus, I reaffirm my trust in you. You love me like nobody else does or ever will. You know me, and I trust you. If you promise that if I enter through you, I will find abundant life, I trust that will happen in my life as I follow your leadership. Jesus, I'm like everyone else in this room, a sheep who needs a shepherd. I admit how easy it is for me to follow my own ideas that are not very constructive. Help me not do that. Help me to trust you, to follow you, not because I have to, because you don't force me to, but Lord, because I want to, because I know that you love me like no one else does. I know that you are leading me into abundance. I know, Lord, that there is no other shepherd that is worth listening to. Help me to follow you, Jesus. In your name, I pray. Amen. Amen.